we've heard some mighty good preaching so far today. It's been well worth my trip. If I left right now, it would have been worth my trip to be here. I need to be with the Lord, people.
Amen. You too.
We're good folks, aren't we? And no matter what the circumstances of life are, they don't have to change their doctrine at all.
Right, that's right.
Amen. It's just keep preaching the same thing you've always preached. Don't change a thing. And I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful that I believe something that at times I don't have to go back and question. Is that right? Do I need to reconsider? That's a blessing.
Amen.
To be that confident in what you believe. Of course, it's really very simple. Just believe what the Bible says. It's really no harder than that.
Yes.
But we sure make it, we try to make it a lot more complicated, don't we? And that brings me to Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. And I say this in a similar way at Big Harpeth all the time. I'm going to explain to you what this verse means. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. You want me to explain to you what that means? Here's what it means. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. That's what that verse means. It means just what it says.
Amen.
The second verse is just as true. The second verse, verse 6, but the second one that I'm reading. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. You want me to explain what that means? We've had a wonderful morning.
Amen.
And I apologize for getting here a little bit late. But I didn't hear the beginning of the first message, but I sure like what I heard and what has followed since this morning and this afternoon. In almost every service that someone attends, they will hear something about the cross. And understandably so, because that's really why we have all that we have, the cross.
Right.
If it wasn't for the cross, you and I would have no hope. If it wasn't for the cross, you and I would still be dead in trespasses and sins.
Yeah.
Which is not a good place to be. So we all agree that the cross is something very precious to us, don't we? Well, since I saw a lot of heads shaking, that the cross is precious. And so while we're all here behaving ourselves in this sinful world, being sinners and dust, but while we're all here behaving ourselves and trying the best that we can to focus on heavenly things, on godly things, and especially on Christ, let's all together just go to Calvary's Hill for a little while.
Yeah, right.
Just imagine us after having lunch, our bellies are filled, and we're satisfied from a natural hunger. We're satisfied from a natural thirst, but we know that there's still more. There's still something else that we're hungering for. There's still something else that we're thirsting for. Let's all together just go together and walk up on Calvary's Hill for just a little while this afternoon. Imagine all of us there, this little congregation. a long time ago. Imagine us being up there and Calvary's hill is silent now. That we went the day that we were there when, and really you were there when Christ was crucified.
Amen.
You, oh, how close you were to the cross. You were in Christ while he was nailed to the cross. That's how close you were at Calvary's cross at one time. You were literally in Christ while he was nailed to the cross. So let's all go to the cross. Calvary's hill is silent now. The onlookers are beginning to make their descent off the hill. All the onlookers except for you and me. We're going to linger around just a little while longer. We listened to the soldiers as they were cursing. We heard the different questions that were asked. We could hear the women that were weeping at the cross. So in the midst of the soldiers cursing, the questions being asked, and the women weeping, those minutes became hours. And then the groans that we were hearing while we were on that hill, those groans that were so prevalent, that we were hearing so well, they diminished. The three that were hanging there seemed dead. You remember there were three crosses. Christ had crosses on each side of him. So the three seemed like they were dead. If it wasn't for the labored breathing, we'd think they were dead. And then in the midst of that darkness, there was a scream that penetrated the darkness. Just imagine you being there. Hearing that labored breathing, thinking they were dead. In the darkness, and it all begins to get silent. And in the midst of that darkness, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, which is interpreted, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And then he spoke a final time. It is finished.
Yeah, that's right.
Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. All is quiet now. The mocking has ceased because there's no one to mock now. The soldiers begin to clean up. And we're left there with the relics of his death. There's three nails. There's three crosses. There's a braided crown of thorns with blood on it. That's what we're left with up there. But we would have scripted that moment differently, wouldn't we? If it had been left up to us to script that moment, we, I'm sure, would have scripted it much differently. We would have had white horses, flashing swords, and we would have had evil flat on its back if we were the ones that scripted that moment. But God on a cross, would we have scripted it that way? The Creator of the universe, the one that spoke this universe into existence, that created man out of the dust of the earth, God on a cross, who would have ever scripted it that way? That we would place God on a cross. Not just on the cross, but split-lipped, puffy-eyed, blood-soaked, a blood-soaked mask on his face, beaten beyond recognition. Would we have scripted it that way? We wouldn't have written the drama of redemption in that way. And you know what? We weren't asked to.
Amen. Right.
God didn't ask us to script this.
Right.
The players and the props were all picked by God. And they were all ordained of God. So we weren't asked to design that hour.
Right.
But we have been asked to respond to it.
Amen. Right.
In order for the cross of Christ to be the cross of your life, we need to bring something to the hill. We need to bring something to the cross. We've seen what Jesus brought. Scarred hands and forgiveness. A pierced side and accepted in the Beloved. Jesus took the only path that would take us home to glory.
Right.
There was no other way. There was only one path to take us home. And that is exactly the path that Christ took. The only one to take us home. He wore our garments of sin and gave us His robe of righteousness. So we've seen what He brought. Now we need to ask, what will we bring? What will we bring to the cross? We're not asked to paint the sign that was placed over Him. We weren't asked to carry the nails that pierced His hands and feet. We weren't asked to wear the spit or bear the crown that He bore. We've not been asked to carry those nails.
Right.
We weren't asked to paint the sign. But we are asked to go to the cross and to leave something there. I hope you're following me now.
Yeah.
I've told you what we weren't asked to do. Now I'm telling you what we have been asked to do. You ought to be interested in this.
Right.
So we have been asked to go there and to leave something there. Many have pondered what Christ left at the cross. Few ponder what we should leave at the cross. We can analyze the cross all we want. We can read about it. We can even pray to it. But unless you leave something there, you haven't really embraced the cross. That's right. You think about this for a minute. unless you leave something there, you haven't really embraced the cross. So what should we leave at the cross? I could spend a lot of time here, but I'm going to be quick. I ate lunch just like the rest of you. So what should we leave at the cross? Well, you can begin by leaving your bad moments.
That's right.
Just leave all your bad moments there. While you're up there, dropping off all your bad moments. While you're up there, since you're already up there, just go ahead and leave all your anger and all your bitterness there.
Right.
We heard that preached today.
Yeah, right.
So leave all your bad moments. Leave all your anger and bitterness there. Leave all your anxiety there. And don't we have a lot of anxiety?
Amen. Yeah.
Especially when our 16-year-old drives out of sight, going down, goes out the driveway and goes out of sight for the first time.
Yeah.
Moms can't sleep till they hear them pulling the driveway. They don't know it, but moms can't sleep.
Right.
So listen, young folks, if you want your parents to sleep, get home at a decent hour and let them know you're home. But leave all your bad moments there. Leave all your anger and bitterness there. Leave your anxiety there. And also leave your final moment on this earth there. When you breathe your last breath and your heart beats its last beat, leave it all there.
Right.
And some will say, well, if I leave all of that at the cross, there's nothing but good things left.
Amen.
Well, what do you know? I guess that's right.
Yeah.
That is all that's left.
Yeah.
Is the good things. You've left all the bad moments, all the bitterness, all the anxiety there at the cross. And there's nothing wrong with you doing that, because Jesus says, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest.
Right. Amen.
So why did he ask us to leave all of that there? Because he knew we couldn't carry it.
That's right. Right.
Because he knew we couldn't live with all of that.
That's right.
So why don't we just take him up on the invitation and just leave it there?
Amen. Right.
Some people, they'll go up there like this is their trouble. They just don't know. Just can't quite let it go. Bring it home and go to bed. It's laying right beside your pillow. I'll tell you, here's what you ought to do with those things.
Yeah.
Take it up there and leave it there.
Leave.
And walk away.
Right, brother.
And let him carry the load. Let him bear it for you.
Amen.
Because he can.
That's right.
He will.
Amen.
He wants to.
Yeah, that's right.
All we've got to do is just carry it there and leave it there.
Yeah.
Just tell him, Lord, I can't carry it myself. I need some help. And he will carry it for us.
That's right, brother. Yes, sir.
And I'll tell you what. He's carried way more than just what the troubles we have in this world.
That's right.
Since we've imagined ourselves at the cross, I want you to imagine one more picture. I want you to imagine one more scene. You standing next to the cross. Now I'm serious. I want you to get an image of yourself standing right next to the cross with Jesus hanging there, blood soaked, puffy eyed, split lipped, beaten beyond recognition, crown of thorns on his head. Now imagine yourself standing right there by the cross. Now that you see yourself there, I want you to imagine all of your filth and all of your corruption is being transferred off of you onto Him. Listen, that's not a stretch. That's exactly what happened.
Amen.
Our sins were placed on Him. While He was there, our sins were placed on Him. But we're not through yet with the image. Now that you've imagined your filth and corruption being transferred to Him, and when we stop and think, He's the only one that was without sin.
Right.
He's the only one that never had a bad thought. He's the only one that handled every situation the perfect way.
Right.
The right way. He's the only one that never had to stop and think, how should I answer this? How should I respond? That's the one, the perfect one, the one without sin, is the very one that your sin and filth is being transferred to. But that's not the end of the image I want you to see. I also want you to see that the righteousness of Him, all of His righteousness, is being transferred from Him on to you.
Thank you, Lord.
So now He is hanging there as though He was guilty with all of your sin. And you're standing there as though you were righteous.
Right.
With all of His righteousness.
Right. Amen.
So I tell you, go to the cross. It's a good place for us to hang out.
Amen.
Before you make a major decision in your life, go to the cross.
Yeah.
May the Lord bless you.
Amen. Amen.